The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt that it's due to His kindness and generosity that He provides for us opportunities such as these where we gather in remembrance and in glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Next, we begin this sermon the way the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam, would begin many of his sermons by saying, Usikum wa nafsi bittaqwallahil azim. I advise you and I advise myself to be God-conscious, God-fearing and pious human beings. We have been discussing the tafsir or the explanation of one of the du'as that we recite every day, frequently, minimum of 3 times a day in this great month, and that is the dua of Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim. And last week we had reached the line, and we have reached the very beginning of this dua, where we said, Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay, wa huwa sami'ul basir. And we described what exactly that means. When you look at the remaining body of this dua, the dua then begins to talk about the greatness of the month of Ramadan, where we say, هَذَا شَهْرٌ عَظَّمْتَهُ وَكَرَّمْتَهُ وَشَرَّفْتَهُ وَفَضَّلْتَهُ عَلَى الشُّهُورِ. That this is the month in which you have made greater and added more honor and added more glory than every other month. And then we begin to describe what happens in this month, where the Quran came down in this month. And as we recite this dua, something very interesting happens. That, you know, generally the purpose of reciting dua is twofold. One is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is to ask for our hajat. Yeah? Ya Allah, I need this. Ya Allah, I would like this. You see that this dua, nearly 7/8 of dua goes by, we haven't asked for anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, we are simply connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are connecting to Allah by His azama. We are creating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His uluwiya. We are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His rububiya. Then we are connecting through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Shahru Ramadan. And then after that with the Holy Quran. And then with Laylatul Qadr. We connect with God through all of these ways. And then finally, I ask from my Lord. Yeah? And we come now to the last lines of this dua, in which we say, فَيَا ذَا الْمَنِّ وَلَا يُمَنُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Yeah? He said, Oh, the one who possesses man. Now we said, Ya is Ya'un Nida. Ya'un Nida is generally called to somebody. The word Ya is for calling someone. Now in Arabic grammar, Ya'un Nida doesn't mean somebody is necessarily far away. It could be someone close to you, someone far away from you. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not ba'id, He is not close, He is everywhere. So we call Him by this Ya'un Nida of Ya. The word Za is a possessive word. That means the one who possesses something. We talked about that in one of our verses as well of the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. So we say, Oh, the one who possesses what? Possesses man. Ya dhal manni. Yeah? What is man? Right? Man comes from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mahsantum, Mannan. We recite this in dua all the time. Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan. Okay? Ya Mannan refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it is one who gives consistently and constantly in abundance without even being asked for something. Yeah? Let me repeat that. The one who is mannan is the one who gives, but doesn't just give, they give excessively. And they don't just give excessively, they give consistently. You see? These are all different things. Yeah, if you think about it. You ask me for something, I can give it to you. I can give it to you excessively. Yeah? You ask for 100, I can give you 500. Or I can give you 500 every day. Yeah? This is consistently and excessively. Yeah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop giving. And this is why He is known as Mannan. So we are saying to Him, Ya Zal Manni, O the possessor of favors, O the possessor of bounties, the giver of bounties rather. And then we say to Him, Ya Zal Manni, Wa La Yu Mannu Alayk. But no one does favors upon you. The one no one does favors upon. Right? So, all the one who does favors, but the one no one can do favors to. It means there's nothing. There's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that all of us can do that can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ah, thank you for doing that for me. Yeah? Nothing. Yeah? There is nothing. Though we may feel proud sometimes. Yeah? We may feel good sometimes when we do certain things. But we have to realize whatever we have done, it is for us. It's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does Him no service. It does Him no benefit. So here we testify to that. The Ya Zal Manni, the one who favors. And that no one favors Him. Munna alayya, so favor me. Bestow upon me what? Two things. Bifakaki raqabati minan nar wa adkhilnil ahsant. Yeah? Two things. Yeah? Bestow upon me the release from my neck fire, from my neck, from the hell fire. That's number one, right? Upon whom you favor, as we say, fi man tamunnu alay. Upon those you favor, bestow this favor upon me. Release my neck from the hell fire, wa adkhilni al-jannah. These two things, if we ponder over and reflect over these two things, what this dua is teaching us, that it is these two things which are the most important things any one of us should ever pray for. Yeah? It is not our children, it is not our wealth, it is not our health. None of these things matter. These are all secondary, if not tertiary. The primary objective of our existence, the primary objective of our dua is what? That, Ya Allah, I don't want to end up in Jahannam. Yeah? That's it. That's it, my brothers and sisters. If I live a life of poverty, if I live a life of poor health, if I live a life of trials and tribulations, but at the end of it, if I am given Jannah, none of that will matter. Yeah? None of that will matter. But if I am given a life of wealth, if I am given a life of mashallah, health and all types of prosperity, but then if those things take me to the fire of Jahannam, will I look back and say, ah, but those were the good old days? Yeah? Of course not. Yeah? Of course not. So what matters at the end of the day is what we're being taught here. That seek the release from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah? That is the objective. That is the goal. And inshallah, if we get that, we get the second one, which is Dukhulu fil Jannah. Entrance into the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something we think about. I mean, think about it. Nearly every dua we recite in the month of Ramadan, this is the focus. Yeah? This is the focus. Dua Joshan, Khalisna minan nari ya Rab. Yeah? Release us from the fire, O Allah. You read dua iftitah, this must come up at least half a dozen times. That release my neck from the hellfire, Ya Allah. All of the other duas, yeah? We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. We're being taught here something. This repetition has a purpose. We're being taught by the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam of that which is important. And to think about it, ask yourself, ask your own soul, that if we had not been commanded to ask for Jannah, and if we had not been taught to ask for a release from the hellfire, how many of our du'as would have that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah? How many of us would even think about asking for that if we were not taught to ask that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah? Be honest to yourselves. Yeah? Be honest to yourselves. Right? So here we're being taught this, and this is something which is the objective of this month. Forget everything else, my brothers and sisters. This is the objective, that we work hard enough that we are freed from the fire of Jahannam, and that inshallah as the year goes by, we keep ourselves out of the fire of Jahannam.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar. Welcome Ramadan.